DW News.
This is DW News with Michael Uti. An inquiry by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights has found that, on average, more than five women or girls are killed every hour by someone in their own family. Globally, about 700 million women have experienced sexual violence from someone close to them. Their latest report coincides with the commemoration of the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. As James Shimanyula reports, in South Sudan, sexual abuse has become a weapon of war.
The United Nations says there is no official body in South Sudan that collects data on the number of women and children who have been victims of sexual violence in the country. Yasmin Soka is the head of United Nations Commission on Human Rights in Africa's newest nation.
The Commission's investigation team just returned from hotspots around South Sudan. There they documented the gang rapes of women multiple times, the gang rapes of children and the elderly as well. And that sends a message to survivors that the government doesn't really care about what is happening to them.
Up to now, the Yuba government has not responded to Soka's remarks.
South Africa's Cyril Maposa has been sworn in for a second term as president. Last month's election saw Ramaphosa's party, the African National Congress, or the ANC, lose its absolute majority in parliament for the first time. But it has struck a deal to form a government of national unity. A fire at a military ammunition depot in Chad's capital, in N'Djamena, has triggered a series of explosions. Government officials say at least 9 people were killed and more than 46 wounded. The president has promised an investigation into the fire. This news comes to you from Deutsche Welle, Germany's international public broadcaster. Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a new agreement that details mutual aid if either country were to be attacked. The deal also includes trade, investment, and cultural as well as humanitarian ties. It comes as Putin made his first visit to Pyongyang in 24 years, and as both countries face escalating standoffs with the West. More than 300 advocacy groups and international organizations have written an open letter to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz opposing the possibility of holding asylum seekers in third countries for processing. The authors demand a clear rejection of plans to outsource asylum procedures in the letter published on Wednesday. The signatories include Amnesty International Germany, Doctors Without Borders, and the migrant advocacy group Pro Asyl. And finally, blistering heat topping 48 degrees Celsius has caused the death of hundreds of worshippers during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Thousands more were affected by heat stroke. Nearly 2 million Muslims from 22 countries took part in the pilgrimage this year, which ended with a ritual of circling the Kaaba shrine in Mecca. And you are up to date. For more news, log on to our website dw.com or download our mobile app. I am Michael Otie.